Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. We're going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine. Under Upfront Go, test drive your next vacation. Virtual reality tools let you explore a destination before you book. Virtual reality has been promoted for some time as a way to tour the world from your couch, but it isn't a true substitute for travel. We want to experience the sights for real. So, increasingly, the technology is being used as a pre-vacation tool. Having surveyed over 24,000 travelers in 32 countries and territories, Booking.com reports that 43% are expected to turn to this technology for inspiration on possible IRL, in real life, vacation options this year. Many museums, amusement parks, and vacation tour operators have gotten wise to the technology as a marketing opportunity. And while VR headsets, which cost around $400 on average, will give you the most immersive experience, you can access some of these experiences just by using a normal computer or a mobile device. Eric Peterson, CEO of the Savvy Campers and a travel tour guide, has used VR to scout the Great Wall of China. I was able to walk along its length, taking in the intricate details of the brick and mortar work up close. I was able to understand the true scale of the wall, something that photographs and videos could never fully capture. And this was a bit of information from Scott Steinberg. Now let's hear some words of wisdom from Anne Margaret, What I Know Now. The actor-singer on being an immigrant, keeping wire cutters handy, and leaving Elvis out of it. From Huddled Masses, I started moving around to music and singing for Mother and Mooma, my grandma, when I was 4. 2 years later, we moved from our little village in Sweden to America. I know how hard it must be for people who come here who don't know the language. A showgirl makes her mark. George Burns discovered me when I was 19, singing in Las Vegas, and made me part of his annual holiday show. Later, I made State Fair and posed for some photos with Pat Boone, kissing his shoulder, but the press said I was nibbling him. Very racy in 1962. Sexy is as sexy does. I didn't mind being called a sex symbol. If a guy comes up to you and says, "Hey, you're really looking good," I just think, "Well, how nice." Keeping her love affair with Elvis under wraps. I don't like to talk about it. I can say that when I made Viva Las Vegas with him in 1963, we recorded 3 duets and it was electrifying. He moved the same way I did. We felt the same way about music, but I didn't want to re-record those for the new album. I would not want to do any of them again without him. Shake 'em up. In the beginning, they said, "Oh, all she does is just shake her seat." Carnal Knowledge, 1971, turned that around. Singing to Jack. In 1963, I sang, "Baby, won't you please come home," to President Kennedy at his birthday party. He was wonderful, very gentlemanly. Keep calm and get back up. I fell off a stage, 22 feet, in Tahoe in 1972. I smashed my face and broke my jaw and arm. But I was back on stage in less than 3 months. Daddy was then very ill with cancer, and the only way that I could show him that I was fine was to get back on that stage. But bring your wire cutters. When my jaw was wired up after the accident, I would go out with a friend, and Roger Smith, a former actor who became her husband and manager, would give them wire cutters in case I had an emergency. I think we only had to use them one time. Laugh along. Kristen Wiig was so great spoofing me on Saturday Night Live. When she got on her back and kicked her legs, I have done that several times in my life. The Enduring Power of Love. I loved Roger with all my heart, and we had 50 great years together. I always tried to listen and to be the best partner I could be. And by 50 years, my goodness, you know what makes someone happy, what makes them angry, what makes them sad. He was very funny, and being able to laugh together, that's one of the secrets of a good marriage. When he was diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, the last 5 years were rough. Roger died in 2017. My stepson Jordan passed away not long after. My faith was the only thing that kept me going. This interview was as told to Alana Nash, 5-time Golden Globe winner Anne Margaret, 82, recently released Born to be Wild, a new album of covers featuring her old friend Pat Boone and her Tommy, 1975 co-star, Pete Townshend. Now moving on, let's look at healthy you. Good for your gut? Your belly microbes are hungry. Here's what will and won't make them happy. Yogurt and kefir. Good, as long as you're not lactose intolerant. Look for kefirs and yogurts containing live, active cultures, which have been shown to boost gut health and lessen symptoms of IBS. What to look for? Avoid products with additives like emulsifiers, soy lecithin, carrageenan, which can decrease the diversity of healthy gut bacteria. Choose options with little to no added sugar, which can negate the beneficial effects. Fiber supplements. Good. If you already get 22 grams of fiber daily for women, 28 for men, there's no need for a supplement. But most of us struggle to get enough fiber through food, in which case supplements can help. What to look for? It's better to get fiber from foods, vegetables, whole grains, fruits, nuts, legumes. Talk with your doctor before starting supplementation and avoid supplements with artificial sweeteners, sugar, or other additives. Sauerkraut and kimchi. Excellent. Fermented foods such as sauerkraut and kimchi increase the diversity of your microbiome and decrease inflammatory proteins linked to conditions that include rheumatoid arthritis and type 2 diabetes. What to look for? Shop for products that are labeled as lacto-fermented and unpasteurized and kept in the refrigerator section. Examine the jar first. You should be able to see bubbles in the liquid, which is a sign that the food is fermented. Kombucha. Questionable. There's little research showing this sweet tea is good for your gut, and most kombucha comes with enough added sugar to negatively impact any gut-friendly probiotic benefits of the drink. What to look for? Sugar is necessary for the fermentation process, but seek out the brand with the lowest amount, says Megan Hilbert, a registered dietitian nutritionist in Madison, Wisconsin, who specializes in gut health. Probiotic supplements. Questionable. Probiotic supplements are not FDA regulated, meaning a product may not contain what's listed on the label, says Ali Rize, MD, medical director of the GI Motility Program at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. What to look for? Ask your doctor whether probiotics make sense for you and for a recommendation for a reputable brand that's had its contents verified by a third party. The author of this article, Kelsey Ogletree, writes on health and food for numerous magazines. Now, continuing on in AARP the magazine, under Healthy You, your bathroom mirror self-exam. From the curve of your back to the spots on your skin, you can learn a lot about your health from a close inspection in the mirror. Eyes. What to look for? A crusty material accumulating along the lash line. Your eye might also feel irritated, gritty, or itchy. Up to half of all adults will develop this condition called blepharitis. The issue is easy to self-diagnose, says Olivia Killeen, MD, an ophthalmologist at the University of Michigan. How to do it? Mix a few drops of Tearless Baby Shampoo, Gentle Facial Cleanser, or Commercial Eyelid Cleansing Solution with a bit of water until frothy. Then gently massage it into one eyelid at a time, rinsing well. If the flakes dissolve and the irritation subsides, you've got this under control. Simply follow this routine every few days. Whom to call? If this simple treatment doesn't pan out, you may have a more serious issue. Contact an optometrist or ophthalmologist. Your mouth. What to look for? Plaque, a sticky bacterial film that contributes to gum disease. How to do it? Purchase some disclosing tablets. Chewable tablets that temporarily stain plaque, a bright color like pink or blue. After chewing, look for any colored spots. Use a little handheld mouth mirror to see the back of the teeth. Whom to call? Your dentist. Early stage gum disease is usually reversible with a professional cleaning and an upgraded oral hygiene routine. Late stage gum disease, called periodontitis, is not, says Lauren Becker, DDS, a general and cosmetic dentist in New York City. Number 3, your throat. What to look for? Lumps or bulges while swallowing. These could signal thyroid problems, including hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid, hyperthyroidism, an overactive thyroid, thyroid cancer, or a goiter, an enlarged thyroid. How to do it? Have a glass of water nearby. Use a handheld mirror, zero in on the lower front area of your neck. Take a sip of water, tilt your head back slightly, keeping your eyes on the mirror, and swallow. Look for any bulges or lumps that appear in your neck. Don't confuse your Adam's apple for your thyroid. The thyroid sits below the Adam's apple, closer to the collarbone, and is generally not visible unless something is amiss. Whom to call? Your family physician, internist, or endocrinologist, who will examine your neck and order any necessary tests. Your breasts. What to look for? Changes in size, shape, or skin texture. Possible warning signs of breast cancer or a fibroadenoma, non-cancerous breast lump. How to do it? Standing topless, place your hands on your hips, gently pressing them in to flex your chest muscles. Men, you need to do this too. Look for any changes, including lumps, dimpling, or puckering, new asymmetry between the breasts, a newly inverted nipple, redness or rash, or leaking fluid. Next, repeat the sequence with your hands raised above your head. This helps you see the side of the breast and armpit better, says Karen Smith, MD, family physician in Rayford, North Carolina. Whom to call? Your OB-GYN, family physician or internist, who will perform a breast exam and order any necessary tests. Your skin, what to look for? New spots or lesions, or pre-existing moles that seem to be changing color, shape, or size. Women should pay special attention to their lower legs, and men to their backs. How to do it? Closely inspect your face and ears, torso, including beneath the breasts, arms and underarms, and the fronts of your legs. Now turn your back to the mirror and snap a photo over your shoulder with your phone. Use the zoom function to scan your back. Whom to call? Your dermatologist, who will thoroughly examine your skin to identify any potential cancerous lesions. Posture. What to look for? A hunched over posture that resembles a C instead of an S, a sign of tight or weak muscles, or possible vertebral fractures. How to do it? Stand sideways before a full-length mirror, legs hip-width apart, and the crown of your head lifted toward the sky. Turn your head toward the mirror. Your ear, shoulder, hip, knee, and ankle should all be in alignment with a gentle S shape to your back, curving slightly outward behind the lungs and inward near the lower back. If your back is more C-shaped, with your head pushed forward, or has a hump, try to stand up taller. If you can't, you may have vertebral fractures due to osteoporosis, says Carol Krukoff, co-director of Integrative Yoga for Seniors teachers training at Duke Integrative Medicine in Durham, North Carolina. Whom to call? Your healthcare provider, who may recommend yoga or physical therapy. If they suspect osteoporosis, they may refer you to an endocrinologist for a bone density scan. Your hair. What to look for? Unexplained thinning or patchy hair loss. How to do it? Run a hand through your hair and look to see if strands come out. If they do, use a magnifying glass to examine the ends of the strands. If they are frayed, that probably indicates damage from overuse of a hairdryer or dyeing. If the ends are tapered, it means otherwise healthy new hair is coming out, a phenomenon that can occur several weeks to months after an intense period of stress or illness, says Sarah Wasserbrauer, MD, a past president of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. Whom to call? Talk to your family physician, internist, or dermatologist who may recommend topical or oral hair regrowth medications. And finally, your feet. What to look for? Changes in your arches when you shift your weight. How to do it? Stand barefoot in front of a full-length mirror and turn sideways so your right side is closest to the mirror. Shift your weight onto your right foot, slide your left foot forward several inches, and look at the arch of your left foot. Now shift your weight onto the left foot. If your arch falls flat, it could indicate that the tendon that holds up the arch may be weakening, says Marlene Reed, a surgeon at Family Podiatry Center in Naperville, Illinois. This often occurs in just one foot, so repeat the process on the other side. Whom to call? Your podiatrist, who may prescribe orthotic inserts and recommend arch-supportive shoes if you're having discomfort. The author of this article was science journalist Leslie Goldman, who holds a master's degree in public health. Now, let's look at a few items here from the Right Financial Advisor, digging out from credit card debt, but we're going to start with how to predict the future under the Money Saver article headline. Financial professionals typically use conventional data like inflation, interest rates, and employment to make economic forecasts. Instead, you might consider these more obscure indicators. And this article is by Ingrid Case. Cranes. An increase in construction cranes indicates a healthier construction economy, says Paul Brusau, an executive vice president at Ryder Levitt Bucknell, a construction and property consulting firm. The latest signs from the 14 North American cities the company tracks, including Boston, Denver, and Seattle, are positive, Brusau says. The crane count is at an all-time high. Garbage. When people have more money, they buy more stuff and discard more stuff, too. So trash volume tends to rise when the economy thrives and fall when it dips, says Casper Hill, city spokesperson for Minneapolis. With inflation, we've seen a larger decrease in waste and overall decreases in all material streams, he says. Hairstyles. Many clients choose lower maintenance, color, and or haircuts when the economy is not doing well, says Allison Ossini, who spent 20 years working as a hairstylist. I definitely noticed the trend of longer spaces between appointments and skipping highlights or going darker during 2008 when the market crashed. Ossini's stylist friends report that they're seeing a small move towards some clients coming in less frequently and more clients opting for a hair coloring technique that doesn't require the frequent maintenance that other services need. The word recession. When increasing numbers of people research online for the word recession, that tends to indicate a weakening economy, says A. Gary Schilling, president of an economic consultancy and investment advisory in Springfield, New Jersey. If people are worried about a recession, their actions, such as spending less, can encourage a recession. As of April of this year, lookups of the word recession were low. Last June and July, they spiked, but no recession followed. cardboard boxes. An increase in purchases means a healthier economy and a greater need for the cardboard boxes used to ship those purchases. Corrugated packaging is a leading indicator of the economy, says Ryan Fox, corrugated market analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. In April, according to Fox, the demand for boxes in the U.S. appeared much lower than it was in 2022, down at least 5.5% to 7.5%. That decrease could partly be explained by the bursting of the pandemic demand bubble, he says, but the reduction might also reflect economic weakening. Now, moving over to AARP, the bulletin, and this cover story, how to stay safe this summer. We have already started on it, but let's keep going. Stay safe outdoors. Protect yourself from heat-related illnesses. This is a good time to look at this one. More people 50 and older are taking diuretics, antihistamines, or beta blockers, each of which can increase the risk of heat-related illnesses in the summer. If your urine is dark yellow, you're drying out. Drinking water helps, but an electrolyte drink such as Gatorade, Powerade, or vitamin water is better. Sip it regularly until your urine is clear and more frequent. Get out of the heat upon any signs of heat exhaustion, including heavy sweating, thirst, pale or clammy skin, headache, or dizziness. In as little as 30 minutes, heat exhaustion can progress to disabling or deadly heat stroke, which can damage internal organs. Symptoms can include hot, dry, red skin, profuse sweating, confusion, slurred speech, or loss of consciousness. Move anyone with these more advanced symptoms to a cooler location immediately and then call 911. Bring down the person's body temperature by pouring cool water on their skin or getting them into a cold shower or bath. Give the person an electrolyte drink if available. Do you live alone? Ask someone to check on you twice a day when the National Weather Service issues excessive heat warnings. This advice from James Williams, an emergency medicine physician, Texas Tech University Health Sciences School of Medicine. Ocean hazards. Sharks get all the attention, but the real danger at the beach is an unexpected rip current, which can sweep even the strongest swimmers away from the shore. More than 80% of U.S. beach lifeguard rescues are of people caught in a rip current. If you're in this situation, don't panic and don't exhaust yourself trying to fight your way back to shore. Call and wave for help. Then, try to swim parallel to the shore to get out of the current. Another water hazard is shore breaks, big waves that break close to shore, knocking swimmers down. Be honest about your swimming capabilities. If the ocean is rough and your capacity to swim and hold your breath is limited, stay out of the water until it's calmer. That advice from Stephen P. Leatherman, professor of coastal science at Florida International University and co-author of Aquatic Accidents. Tick bites. This could be a bad year for tick-related diseases. The ticks that carry Lyme disease thrive in warm and humid weather, and many areas of the country have had exceptionally mild winters with plenty of precipitation. While tall grasses and wooded areas are prime tick locations, in nearly 75% of reported Lyme disease cases, bites occurred in people's own backyards. Before going into the woods, put on light-colored clothing and a long-sleeve shirt. Tuck your pants into your socks and use DEET or another tick repellent. Back home, do a thorough tick check on your body. Quick removal of a tick can prevent the transmission of the disease. Use a pair of tweezers you keep on hand for just this task. Search online for the best way to remove based on the tick's location and size. Finally, after spending time outdoors, immediately put your clothing in a tight plastic bag and as soon as feasible, throw it into a dryer and run a hot cycle. This was from Gudars Malay, chief scientist and director, Connecticut Agriculture Experiment Station, Passive Tick Surveillance Program. Foodborne illnesses. Summertime is a peak season for foodborne illnesses thanks to bacteria-friendly high temperatures. To keep your picnic from being ruined by symptoms like vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramps, keep food refrigerated or in ice-filled coolers during transport and until it's time to eat. Rechill after 1 hour on the serving table and use a separate cooler for drinks. Be cautious with foods that could harbor listeria, such as cold meats, unpasteurized soft cheeses, and store-made tuna salads. If you're grilling, make a meat thermometer your go-to safety tool. Cook burgers to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit, steaks to 145 degrees, poultry to 165. At home in the kitchen, extend your cleaning beyond countertops and cutting boards. Cabinet handles, spice containers, and kitchen towels can harbor microorganisms too. This advice from Londa Nawaldyk, Extension Associate Professor of Food Safety for Kansas State University and the University of Missouri. Bee stings. Hot, dry weather this summer is expected to increase the presence of stinging insects, including wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets. At picnics, cover your food and drink. Don't wear sweet-smelling lotions or perfumes outside. If a stinging insect comes your way, calmly back up. Don't swat, which will make it feel threatened. Is it a swarm? Run straight into an enclosed place, like a car with the windows up, to protect yourself. If you do get stung, pull the stinger out with your fingernails as quickly as possible, since the longer you leave it in, the more venom passes into your skin. Apply a cool compress to the area. Most stings don't require medical care, but if the sting leads to nausea, an all-over rash, breathing difficulties, or dizziness, call 911. These are symptoms of anaphylaxis, a whole-body allergic reaction. And this bit of advice, this was from Nathan P. Charlton, M.D. He's a member of the American Red Cross Scientific Advisory Council. And we'll continue on with this article next time when we'll look at pickleball injuries, sunburn, getting lost on a hike, what to do about poison ivy, and what to do when shots are fired. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.